This is Thomas B. Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several days, we have been studying Jesus is the Friend We Need. This is a series of lessons. There's so much to be said about the fact that Jesus is our friend and what it means or ought to mean to every one of us that we're engaging in a series of studies on it. We have pointed out our need for a friend and how much we all want friends. Friends are more valuable to us than money. True friends. And we've been explaining why Jesus is our friend. That is the friend that we truly need, the perfect friend. And we have discussed already that He is our friend because He understands our problems. He knows what it is to be without a friend, for He Himself was without one while He was crucified. He knows what it is to be lonely and forsaken. He knows what it is to be misunderstood, both by His enemies and by His friends. It's not so tragic to be misunderstood by our enemies, but it is tragic to be misunderstood by our friends. It hurts a great deal more to be misunderstood by those who are apparently our closest to us. And so in those times when you have been misunderstood, perhaps even misrepresented by other people, perhaps who have had that which is not true told about you, or an action assigned to you which you have not been guilty of, remember that Jesus suffered that. He knows what it is. He's walked down that road. He has been the object of that kind of attitude and activity. He knows what it is to be misrepresented, as I've indicated in Matthew chapter 26, verse 61. There were all kinds of accusations made against Jesus that were not true. But He endured it, and He endured it correctly, perfectly. And He says to us by His action, as Peter said, He left us an example that we should walk in His steps. And so it is that we should recognize that when we are misrepresented, and actions and attitudes assigned to us which are not true, that we can endure it as He did with strength and character, and not at a loss of our peace of mind, but rather of standing strong, doing as Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, I can do all things through Him that strengthens me. So Jesus knows what it is to be misrepresented, and He understands what it is for us. We do not have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He does understand because He has trod the same path. And then He knows what it is to be in poverty. It may be the case that you today are very poor so far as this world's goods are concerned. You may be in debt. You may be wondering at this very hour how you're going to pay your bills. And it may be the case that you think that no one really understands or that no one really cares that you are poor. But I can assure you that the Bible teaches that Jesus understands and that He cares. He knows what you're going through and He cares about it. For in Luke chapter 9, verse 57, the Bible makes clear that the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. That is, while He was here on earth, Jesus was not blessed with a great deal of this world's goods, though, of course, all the world and the universe belongs to Him. He knows what it is to be hungry. For 40 days and nights He did not eat. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And so when you are hungry, and when you feel that no one understands what it is like for you to be hungry, you need to understand that He knows and cares. Jesus knows what it is to be tempted. It may be the case that you think, well, I have a very strong temptation to do this particular thing that I know is wrong. And no one really understands about that. And you may say, especially Jesus doesn't, because He never was involved in sin. He was not involved in sin, but He was involved in temptation. He never once succumbed to temptation, but He does know what it is to be tempted. He was tempted in all points, like as we, yet without sin. But our time is gone for today. I do want you to know that I'm so happy to have had you in our audience. I hope you'll be back for our next broadcast. Until then, may God bless and keep you is our sincere prayer.